So take a moment to just make any other adjustments to your posture, your position, getting any supports you might need. And then taking these first few moments to focus all your attention on the ringing of the bells. And now moving attention to focus on your breath just as it's naturally occurring. So no need to control it. Just letting it be, letting it flow. And you may focus attention on a place where you notice the breath the most, or simply follow the breath from beginning to end, moving in through the nose, down through the throat, chest, and belly, and then following the breath as it releases from the body. And if you notice the mind is busy or thinking or distracted, it's okay, just notice the quality of the mind. And then gently guide it back to focus completely on the breath. Not pushing things away, but simply allowing things to fall away. And all your attention resting on this breath. And you might even sense other things falling away. Perhaps the sense of relief or lightness or freedom sensed in the body when all other things fall into the background and the mind and body are united through just this breath. And if you'd like, you can take a few moments to scan through the body, noticing if there's places where there's any tension or tightness. Any pain or discomfort. And you can direct the breath to that place, bringing along fresh energy and oxygen, allowing it to nourish that place and encouraging it to let go, to release and soften. With each exhale, allowing the body to settle, release, not just the air, but any energy and tension that is unhelpful. So today we're going to practice inviting loving kindness, sending loving kindness and compassion both to ourselves and to others. So if you'd like, you could open the palms of your hands, having those rest alongside you, open and receptive as we begin with ourselves. And silently in your mind, beginning to recite these warm wishes. May I be safe. May I be truly happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be free from suffering. And repeating again, once again for ourselves, and really allowing these well wishes to be settling into the body, opening to them. May I be safe. May I be truly happy. May I be healthy. May I live my life with ease. May I be free from suffering. And now bringing to mind a friend, a benefactor, someone who's not necessarily a close friend, but someone in your life. And as you bring this person into your mind's eye, begin to repeat, may he or she be safe. May he or she be truly happy. May he or she be healthy. May he or she live life with ease. May he or she be free from suffering. And now allowing a dear friend, someone you care deeply for, or a family member to come to mind. And begin wishing, May he or she be safe. May he or she be truly happy. May he or she be healthy. May he or she live life with ease. May he or she be free from suffering. And now bringing to mind someone who you may have a difficult relationship with. And as you bring this person into your mind's eye, opening to begin to wish these words and intentions. May he or she be safe. May he or she be truly happy. May he or she be healthy. May he or she live life with ease. May he or she be free from suffering. And now bringing to your mind's eye the whole universe, all beings everywhere, seen and unseen, known and unknown, and offer them these wishes. May you be safe. May you be truly happy. May you all be healthy. May you all live life with ease. And may all beings everywhere be free from suffering. And repeating again these intentions and wishes for all beings, and this time in holding all beings in your mind, be sure that this time includes you. You and all beings. May all beings be safe. May all beings be truly happy. May all beings be healthy. May all beings live life with ease. May all beings everywhere be free from suffering. And as we continue recognizing perhaps the desire to move back to one of those people or yourself, to quietly wish these wishes or others, or simply to allow all of these wishes to be here in this present moment and continue to rest in awareness of what is here. And at the end, I will ring the bell.